is the ePodcast Network. The ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
It's the ever-popular podcast show, Command In, now part of the ePodcast Network. Get the latest tech news from one of the best sources in North America. It's the ePodcast Network and Command In. What is an event done for you and your business success?
I went to my first event about 3 months after I started, and what it did for me was I met people who were successful in the business, and I got a chance to talk to them one-on-one, and I realized at that moment that if they can do it, I can do it.
Nitza, from your perspective, why is attending live events important to one's future success?
First of all, you're just not going to know which event is going to be yours. So much happens within a live event with the training and the information and how it impacts us, whether it's just watching someone and how they conduct themselves, or hearing a speaker and something they say on the stage, or just a look that, you know, you get from a team member where you can really sense what's going on with them, and a shift happens. And all of a sudden, it might be something that you have heard or maybe seen and read many times over, but it finally clicks.
You're the main man. You're the guy who comes from the middle of nowhere, spends 47 hours in transportation just to show up because you know the importance of events. Events helps people really see what other people are doing so they know they can do it themselves.
I went to an event, and that changed my business. It changed my income. It changed my attitude.
The go-to source for major live event on-the-scene coverage, it's all right here on EPN, your entrepreneur information source for 2010.
You're listening to EPN.
Let's get a preview of Command In, now a part of EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This week on Command In, the City of Toronto goes open, a better way to eat chicken wings, and Jeff helps us capture video. Welcome to episode 198 of Command N. I'm Amber.
I'm Will Pate.
And we are down here at the Vortex Video Game Conference. Inside, people are pitching ideas for video games, so some pretty cool stuff on the go.
Absolutely.
And Will's excited to be here because he got jackets and muffins already.
Yeah, I'm getting fed and clothed. It's perfect.
I know. We look after him, you know. All right, let's talk about the tech headlines of the week. Our headlines this week are sponsored by GoDaddy. If you're building a new site or looking for a place to host that site, all you have to do to save a little bit of money is head on over to commandn.tv/GoDaddy and use any of our promo codes. And when you use any of these codes, you're also supporting Command N. So thanks very much. Our first story of the week is about pizza and iPhone apps, which is a delicious combination. Mm-hmm. Well, Pizza Hut has announced that they have made $1 million from their iPhone app. Now, one of the reasons it was so popular is because you got a 20% discount when you used it, but also Apple featured it in some of their ads, which is always a help when you're getting into the iPhone space.
That's pretty good.
Now, Will, some neat stuff from Google about images.
Yeah, Google has actually rolled out a new feature called Related Images. So now when you search on Google Images, you can actually sort of select this little thing near an image and say, show me images like this, and it'll show you different images that look like that one.
Very cool. I'm not a huge fan of the band Nickelback, and apparently a lot of people online aren't either. So what they've done over the past couple of years is vandalized Wikipedia's entry for Nickelback. Now, someone has taken all of these entries and they've put them together in a video and they've laid it down to one of Nickelback's songs. Now, I have to say, a lot of people have been pretty rude to the band, and I definitely don't condone that, but it is a creative use of this type of technology.
Now, a little bit of hometown pride here. The city we're in right now, Toronto, actually just launched its Open Data Initiative, and it was worked on by some good folks that we happen to know. And it's really interesting. They launched this site. They're opening up all this kinds of data, and they're also asking the community what kind of data they'd like to see open and what they could do with it. Kudos to the city of Toronto, and kudos to all the good people in Toronto who work to make that happen.
This topic was definitely flooding Twitter over the past couple of days, mm-hmm. so I participated in a lot of retweets, I must say.
Yes.
Now, this is one of the most creative things I've seen online in the past few weeks. We mentioned a while ago about the Rock Band iPhone app. Mm-hmm. Well, a blogger has actually taken the iPhone app, and they've built a robot who can play Rock Band on the iPhone. Now, this is absolutely amazing, because obviously not just average people like you and I can do this, but he is using some open source hardware, and interestingly enough, I just did a story on open source hardware on Web Nation, so if you want to find out what that's all about, particularly the Arduino board, you have to check that story out.
There's a standard JTAG header, which is like a standard serial interface, so I'm really looking forward to plugging it into my computer and be able to play Pong with my mind.
An MIT researcher has recently developed this software that I'm going to try and explain. This is a little complicated, but it's really interesting. Now, what this software does is it actually monitors other software, and it gets to know a software's habits, what it looks like when it actually does things, and if there's any sort of exploit in the software it's watching, it'll actually prevent in real time the offending software from doing what it shouldn't do. It could really be a big breakthrough in security, because now instead of having to wait months for things to get patched, your computer could patch itself in real time.
Technology is getting too smart for us.
Hi, I'm Jeff MacArthur, and on this week's Hot Stuff product review, I'm going to talk about Elgato's video capture for Mac OS X. Not sure of anything like this for Windows. If you guys know something, please put it in our comments so everyone can share. Now, this captures video from any analog video device, such as a VCR or DVD player or DVR with the right connections, and converts it to an iTunes-ready H.264 or MPEG-4 file. So like many people, my VCR has been gathering dust up in the attic along with a lot of old VHS tapes. And the thing is, these do not last forever. They degrade over time, the picture's getting worse and worse as they sit there. So Elgato's video capture lets us preserve old analog footage digitally so we can enjoy it forever. The package includes a USB dongle, so the USB end connects to your computer. On the other end, you've got the analog audio, the right and left channels, the composite video, or an S-video hookup, and there's also a SCART adapter, which is popular in Europe. And speaking of geographic video specifics, this will capture not just video in the American NTSC standard, but also in CCAM, PAL, and other global formats, which is great. Now, the included video capture software presents a beautifully simple and effective interface that monitors your video, confirms you've got your hookups done correctly, and then provides a single button to do live video capture to your computer. So recording does happen in real time, but there's a mute button so that you don't have to be distracted by the audio going on. You can leave it in the background. And when the capture process is completed, the software saves the file, gives you an option to do some trimming of the footage if you need to, and then you have the choice of playing it in QuickTime, transferring it to iTunes, editing it into iMovie, or even uploading it directly to YouTube. And the only thing I wish this had that it doesn't is that if the software could just duplicate the single mono channel that's available on some old VCRs so that the sound comes out of both speakers, that would be a great addition for a future model. However, with the right connections, this is just a fantastic product. It lets you get that analog footage back in use and lets you keep it from degrading. So just about any machine with composite, S-Video, or SCART connections, the Elgato video capture system, which costs around $100, is the simplest thing I've found so that your old footage can stay fresh in the digital age. I'm Jeff MacArthur. That's all for this week. Enjoy.
So now it's time for our tasty web picks of the week. What do you have this week, Amber?
Well, my web pick this week is going out to my brother, Jeff. This is a video from lifehacker.com that shows you how you can eat a chicken wing and get the most meat off of the bone. Now, the reason I have to show this is because my brother, Jeff, is so good at actually taking a chicken wing and in one movement, getting all of the meat off of it. So Jeff, this video goes out to you.
All right, find the skinny bone, give it a little wiggle and a twist, and that will pull right out clean. Hold the skinny end tight and grab the bigger bone there and just twist that until it releases and pull that out slowly. If any meat comes out with it, just, you know, suck it off the bone.
Now, Will, it's going to be hard for you to top that, so what's up?
Well, my web pick is on the opposite end of the spectrum, as often happens between our web picks. Mine this week is the New York Times Innovation Portfolio, and this is a site that they set up that sort of has all these ways to find all the cool things that the New York Times has done for different stories they've covered, so different interactive and multimedia innovations that they've done. It gathers it all in one place. When you go there and check it out, you see that this is an organization that is doing a lot of cool stuff.
I love it. Nice to have a serious web pick with my major silliness. Now, I just wanted to say one more thing before we wrap this show. People have asked what jackets we're wearing, and Canada Goose is one of our partners, so they have been nice enough to supply us with jackets over the course of the winter, and so you'll see us in different pieces of gear and hopefully looking very warm. So thanks so much to them.
We're sponsored.
I know, it's great. Now, as always, we'd love to get your comments and feedback, so all you have to do is visit us at commandn.tv. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.
We call this here the chicken wing. I don't do no bird walk, I do my chicken wing. Chicken wing, chicken wing, chicken wing, chicken wing, chicken wing. I don't do no stanky leg, I do my chicken wing.
About how to eat chicken wings without actually getting any of the, or eating any of the bone. That didn't make sense.
Shorty over there, she getting it, man. Shorty over there, she getting it too. Right hand up while your left leg down. Little mama, show me what that booty do.
This is the ePodcast Network. The ePodcast Network. Your guide to business and personal success. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.